You ready for the talk about marriage?
So Om Ganatumiranda Shaganan Janash Lakaya Chakshuran Miritam Genitas Mai Shi Gurave Namaha.
So we're very happy to be celebrating this marriage today. It's a very auspicious day. And one of the topics, or perhaps the primary topic we'd like to speak about this evening, is the topic of chastity, the topic of loyalty, the topic of dedication and focus. So, in order to properly describe this topic, I thought it would be appropriate, since next Sunday is Ram Navami, to talk about that topic in relationship to the pastimes of Sita and Ram. Because Sita and Ram are the ideal couple. There are many other ideal couples, but Sita and Ram perhaps are the most ideal. And of course, we have Radha and Krishna. We have Krishna and Rukmini. Krishna and the rest of his wives. But let's talk about Sita and Ram, since Ram Navami is coming up. So Sita Devi is known as the most chaste. Of course, generally we think chastity only refers to the women. But chastity, loyalty, should refer to both the men and the women. In other words, the man has to be loyal, focused on the wife, and the wife has to be loyal and focused on the husband. In this way, they have a spiritual partnership to execute Krishna consciousness, to carry out the purpose of married life. And what is the purpose? To progress spiritually. To progress spiritually to the point that the marriage becomes an eternal marriage. Everyone in this world talks about eternal love, right? There are so many Bollywood songs about eternal love. But only when one is on the spiritual platform can you have eternal love. So the husband and wife who develop their spirituality, Krishna consciousness, by cooperating with each other, then they will be associated with each other eternally in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Life after life, and eventually... Is that your mobile phone? Please turn it off. So, eventually in the spiritual world, they will be serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let me describe the chastity that Sita manifested in relationship to Lord Ram. First of all, before Sita Devi herself appeared on this earth, she appeared as an expansion of herself, which was known as Vedavati. Vedavati was always dedicated, she is not different from Sita in one sense, always dedicated to being married to Narayan. And she was performing austerities to marry the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. And as she was performing austerities, who would come along and see her from the sky? Does anyone know who was watching her from the sky? No. Ravana. Our good old friend Ravana. He was watching her and he thought, wow. Because Ravana was known for kidnapping ladies. And most of the ladies he kidnapped liked it. Because Ravana was quite handsome and rich. Every lady wants to marry a rich man, right? Lankapati, Sitapati, this is what he thought of himself. Jagatpati. So, even though he kidnapped people and the ladies were screaming when he kidnapped them, later on they thought, boy, I'm lucky to be kidnapped by this guy. But with Vedavati, there was a difference. He came down to the top of the mountain and said, my dear, beautiful girl, what are you doing? And she said, I am meditating to have Lord Narayan as the husband. And he said, don't you understand? I am better than Lord Narayan. And she said, no, you're not. And he grabbed her by the hair. And he grabbed her by the hair. She, by her mystic powers, turned her hand into like a knife and cut the hair. And she said, I cannot live in this body any longer because I have been touched by you. But I will later on be the cause of your death. So at this point, she entered the sacrificial fire, not like the fire we have today. Nobody's going to be offered today into the fire. But she entered the fire, and she left this world and became unmanifest. And later on, she appeared as Sita Devi, the daughter of Janaka. And Janaka and the village or the city of Mathila. So then we know the story, which I'm not going to tell in totality, of how Sita, the Sita Swayamvara, Sita was won by Ram because he took the bow of Lord Shiva and the bow broke. And then later on, Sita married Lord Ram. But the test of her chastity, or many tests of her chastity, occurred later on. For example, when Lord Ram was exiled to the forest because of the wish of Kaikeyi, who was instigated by Mantara, she voluntarily went. She said, I cannot be separated from my husband. Even though she was accustomed to very opulent life, she still voluntarily went and then joined Lord Ram in the forest. And later on, of course, her expansion known as Vedavati, actually the same Vedavati, or Maya Sita, was kidnapped by Ravana. We understand that Ravana could not have touched the real Sita, because had he touched the real Sita, he would have burst into flames immediately and died. So it was an imitation Sita. But we're even going to tell the story about the chastity of the imitation Sita in a second. So Ram killed Ravana and brought the Maya Sita back. The Maya Sita entered into the fire. And there, the real Sita came out. But one interesting thing occurred is that the Maya Sita said to Ram, I want to marry you too, because she had fallen in love with him. Obviously, she was, in one sense, an expansion of Sita Devi, a reflection of Sita Devi. And Ram said, Eka Patni Vrata, I have taken a vow only to marry one wife in this lifetime. So you'll have to wait until later on. So then the real Sita stayed with Ram and the Yogi for some time, and we all know the story, how she left and lived in the ashram of Valmiki Muni. And while she was in the ashram of Valmiki Muni, some of the brahmacharis had some doubts as to her chastity. And Valmiki Muni said, all right, we're going to prove her chastity. And the way that he developed, or he came up with, for proving her chastity was that she would have to cross a lake that was like 80 miles long without getting wet. This is called the Shibi Shagara Lake. That means, Shibi means like a pigeon. So once upon a time, the reason it was called Shibi Shagara is that there were two pigeons, a man pigeon and a woman pigeon, or a male and female, because pigeons aren't men. So a male and female pigeon, and the female pigeon came back late to the nest one night, and the male pigeon said, you're not chaste. And the female pigeon said, we're only pigeons. We're not supposed to be chaste. And the male pigeon said, yes, but this is in the ashram of Valmiki Muni. In the ashram of Valmiki Muni, even the pigeons have to have a swayamvara and a marriage ceremony. So he said to his wife, the pigeon, now you have to prove your chastity by crossing over this whole lake. As I said, the Shibi Sagara Lake, which was 80 miles wide, without getting wet. And so this pigeon was able to do it with the help of the demigods. So Valmiki Muni said to Sita Devi, you have to do the same thing. So Sita Devi was able to cross. She flew over the water of the Shibi Sagara without getting wet. She was so chaste. A chaste woman has so much power. There's other stories in the Puranas how chaste women were able to stop the rising of the sun in the morning. The sun got a vacation. Vivaswan actually had a vacation at that time because he didn't have to come up. So a chaste woman is most powerful, and also a chaste man. In other words, if we're chaste to our vows, that was the point I'm making. If we're chaste to our vows, our promises, because marriage is a vow, or vows, and promises of loyalty, then we become very powerful and successful. Our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, said that if a couple is chaste to each other and doesn't argue with each other, there will always be Lakshmi in the family. In other words, that is the secret even for material success. What to speak of spiritual success. So that is the potency of a chaste person. And then getting on with the story, later on, this Vedavati, who was an expansion of Sita, really wanted to marry Lord Ram. So then later on, Lord Ram appeared as Srinivas. There's a whole story. I guess I could tell it's an interesting story. Once upon a time, Lord Vishnu got kicked in the chest by Brihamuni. Because Brihamuni was testing to see who was God. He thought that if I go around kicking all the demigods in the chest, particularly Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and Vishnu, I'll see which one is transcendental. Because the transcendental person will not get angry. So Lord Brahma got angry, to make a long story short. Lord Shiva got really angry. But Lord Vishnu, he apologized for having a hard chest. He said, "Please, forgive me. My chest was too hard. Did I hurt your foot?" But Lakshmi, she could not forgive. So Lakshmi said, "I cannot tolerate this any longer. I'm going down to the earth planet." And Lord Vishnu was very upset that Lakshmi had left him. So he also came down to the earth planet to find Lakshmi. So when he was looking for Lakshmi, he came down. His name was Srinivas at that particular point when he came down. And before he found Lakshmi, he found Vedavati or Maya Sita. And he got married to her. So that fulfilled the chaste desire of Vedavati. But then later on, guess who came? Lakshmi came. And she said, "What are you doing? How can you marry this Vedavati? How can you marry this Mayasita?" And she said, basically, they started arguing. The two women started arguing with each other, and she was getting very angry. And Srinivas, who was Lord Vishnu, he thought, "I did not want to be involved in an argument between two women." So he stepped back, and he turned himself into a deity. And that's Balaji, the deity in Tirumala, Tirupati. And then we had Mayasita, Vedavati. She turned herself into a deity, and Lakshmi did the same. So that's Sri and Bhu. Sri Devi and Bhu Devi. And they're worshipped in Tirumala, Tirupati, which is the richest temple in India. Probably the richest temple anywhere. They have hundis as big as this mandap. You've seen? They are so rich. So the point is chastity. That is the point. And one final thing I wanted to say about chastity. There's an explanation in the Ramayana about different types of chastity. Sita's chastity was the best. It was called Uttama. Because Sita Devi never thought of anyone else other than Ram. And she was completely focused on Ram. Whereas the other types of chastity, I'll list them, but not that we should follow them. One type of chastity is the woman only thinks of other men, like brothers or cousins or fathers or something like that, which is all right. Another type is the woman doesn't think of any other men because it's not the right social etiquette. She's afraid of being criticized. Another type is she's afraid of her husband. That's not such a good type of chastity. And the fourth type is the worst type of chastity, just because there's no opportunity to do anything else. So we are interested in the chastity, the dedication, the devotion to each other, referring to the married couple. We are interested in the chastity where they don't think of anyone else in their lives are dedicated and loyal and chaste to help each other advance towards Krishna. Of course, they should think of Krishna. That's also another type of chastity. The one remains loyal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, carrying out his orders and also following the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's representatives. So by that one-pointedness, that's in the Gita, that's called Ekeha Kurunandana. By that one-pointedness, one's success in this world and in the next is assured. So we pray, and we know this couple will be dedicated like that to each other. And we look forward to seeing them as their family develops year after year. And we ask you all to bless them with this exclusive dedication that Sita Devi manifests, and also Ram manifested towards Sita. Ram was always thinking of Sita, and Sita was always thinking of Ram. Krishna is always thinking of Radha, and Radha is always thinking of Krishna. So we hear about these great couples, and it inspires the devotees in their own dedication. So now we'll continue with the marriage ceremony. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. So the next item is called the giving of the bride, which is Sampradanam. So you ready, Gokul? Okay, so this, in this item,